Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, it's CMJ week in New York, and that means 1,400 musical acts, nonstop performances across the city, and lots of people with guitar cases out in the streets. One of those bands is Eagles. That's spelled like seagulls, but without the S. The band from Leeds arrives here in New York amid a lot of buzz, the good kind, for some hook-laden singles that they've released online, and the not-so-good kind, following a pull-no-punches open letter that the band posted on its website earlier this year that struck a sour note with some in the indie music world. We'll talk with the band in a moment, but first, they're here to play the song Nerve Endings. It's Eagles, live on Soundcheck.
No!
That is Eagles from Leeds, England, here in our New York studio, and a song called Nerve Endings, which is their current single. Let me introduce you to the band. George Mitchell singing, Mark Goldsworthy and Liam Matthews playing guitar, as Tom Kelly on bass, Henry Riddell behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks.
First time in New York, right, Mark?
Yeah.
You guys are here for the CMJ Festival. You see the name on paper, E-A-G-U-L-L-S, and it isn't until you say it out loud that you realize, oh, you guys could get in trouble here in the States. The Eagles presumably have some pretty high-powered lawyers. Have you heard from anybody yet?
No, we haven't. But
not as of yet.
No.
So where did the name come from?
It came out as like sort of like a bit of a joke, but then as it went on, it's now not a joke.
Yeah, I was stuck with it.
What was the joke? Someone explain the joke. Mark?
Did you ever hear that song by Shaggy called Angel?
Oh, like back in the 90s?
Yeah. Me and my sister, when we were younger on holiday, there was like a club singer singing that, but it sounded like he was singing like Girl, You're My Eagle. And like we imagined,
so it was a misheard
him,
lyric.
Yeah, and we imagined him like serenading this eagle on his arm. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was hilarious. And anyway, me, George and Henry were at a festival a few years ago. We were waiting for Neil Young to come on, and that song came on over the loudspeakers before he was coming on stage. And we started singing that, and it sort of became like a running sort of joke throughout that holiday, and we were just like, yeah, we're going to start a band called Eagles.
Okay.
And we just did it as a bit of a joke, and it's got a bit carried away now.
And George, Leeds, where you guys are from, you know, most Americans who know Leeds from a musical standpoint will know it from that Who record, Leeds. What's the scene like there?
There's a lot of bands in Leeds at the minute that are, really good. Like, I mean, you've probably heard of Hookworms. They're a good band, and then the hardcore punk sort of scene, that's like thriving at the minute.
It's like mm-hmm. the best in the country. It's the best place for bands in the country in England, I think, at the minute.
We're speaking with the members of Eagles, who are performing here in New York at the CMJ Festival. On Friday, the band will be at the Mercury Lounge on the Lower East Side at 11 p.m., and on Saturday, a 4 p.m. show at Pianos on the Lower East Side. Are you guys used to playing 4 o'clock shows?
No, not really. We've had to sometimes, and I don't know. We like to have a couple of drinks before we play, so it gets a bit hectic when it's early on in the day, but
you got to start early, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes we do anyway, so why not?
All right. Now, let me ask you about this open letter that is now closed, but for a while seemed to be attacking quote-unquote beach bands. What is a beach band?
No comment.
And how many beers was that?
That was a sober, and it took about 5 minutes to write, and I can't believe how much it's spread.
Well, but, you know, you're sort of taking bands to task, apparently, for being either successful or having women in them.
Yeah, that's I really get upset when people sort of, like, pinpoint that. I'm not a sexist, and none of us are, and it's just disgraceful that people can pinpoint something like that just off of a little letter, and I don't like to talk about it.
So is that why it's now, it's no longer an open letter, it's now closed on the
Eagles
blog?
Yeah, it got shut because of that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you've got your first full-length album coming up early next year. How much of the music that we're hearing today is likely to be on this first full-length?
Well, every song, all three songs. Like, obviously, Nerve Endings is the single, and then Yellow Eyes, and then Possessed, which we did record before, but we've actually popped that back onto the album. So
different version, or
it's the same, but it's a lot bigger and a lot better. Like when we recorded it last time, it was more like a demo, I'd say.
Right. So. All right, but you're gonna do Yellow Eyes for us next, right?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it. The band is Eagles from Leeds, England. They're here in New York for the CMJ Festival. The first full-length comes out in early next year, early 2014, but the single Nerve Endings is available now as a download here in the States. This song is called Yellow Eyes. It's Eagles live on Soundcheck. The band Eagles, live on Soundcheck with a song called Yellow Eyes. Eagles in New York from Leeds, England for this week's CMJ Festival. They're playing Friday at 11 p.m. at the Mercury Lounge on the Lower East Side. And on Saturday, towards the end of CMJ Festival, they'll be playing an afternoon show, 4 p.m. at Pianos. The band is here live on Soundcheck. Here's another song. This one's called Possessed. Possessed, the name of the song, from the band Eagles, live on Soundcheck here in our New York studio. Once again, George Mitchell on vocals, Mark Goldsworthy and Liam Matthews on guitars, Tom Kelly on bass, Henry Riddell playing the drums. And let me ask you guys, Mark, the police raided a video shoot of yours, right? Is that the story?
Well, yeah, apparently so, yeah. We were the video for Nerves Ending. We had a pig's brain in our basement, like decomposing, filming it, slow motion over a couple of weeks. And it just so happened at that time we were having some issues with our gas company in our house, and they came around to cut us off when we were at work one day.
So the gas people come, yeah, and they find a rotting brain in the basement.
Yeah, none of us were in. They had a warrant, so they kicked the doors in, went in the basement where the gas mate was and found this brain on the floor being filmed. And it's quite small, a pig's brain, maybe he thought it was like a child's brain or something like that.
Oh my goodness.
And apparently they phoned the police, like, there's a tyre garage next door to our house, and we got back from work and they were like, the police have been to do what's these brains in your basement and all that. And we're like, oh, bloody hell. But they haven't chased it up. They never left a letter or anything like that, but our locks had been changed and stuff, so someone had been...
They changed your locks?
Yeah, we had new locks on when we got back from work, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What you do for your art, huh? Mm. Where do you go to get pig's brains? You just go to the butcher?
No, well, it was a nightmare. I was going to butchers and I probably just kind of used the language they were saying. Like, they thought I was a right weirdo, or they must have thought I was like Satanist or something. And a lot of them were turning us away, like, and I ended up having to buy... I bought some pig's heads. They wouldn't take the brain out for us, though, so I had to get, like, a hammer and a knife and sort of chiseling the skull in half. But like once you get it in half, like you know when you crack an avocado and you spin it and the seed's still in one side, it's like that, and just pop it out.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. I've just learned way more than I ever wanted to know about the correct way to extract a pig's brain from its head.
Well, but now you know.
Now I know. The full-length album, the first from the band Eagles, is coming out early next year. They're here for the CMJ Festival this week. Guys, have fun. Thanks very much for being here and playing for us today.
Yeah, thanks for
having us.
This is Soundcheck.